grew up in this church and it's basically like my home.
我从小在这间教会长大，这里就像我的家一样。
From kindergarten to eighth grade, I attended a private Christian school, Cosine Christian Academy, and was immersed in a Christian community.
从幼儿园到八年级，我就读于私立教会学校 Cosine Christian Academy， 也一直在基督徒社区的环境中成长。
We started our days off in worship and ended in prayer.
那时候，我们每一天从敬拜开始，以祷告结束。
I was extremely close to all my teachers, and they acted like mentors in my life.
我跟所有的老师关系都非常好，他们如同我的人生导师。
In sixth grade, I began to lead worship with my classmates on Friday mornings.
在六年级的时候，我开始和同学一起带领周五早晨的敬拜。
I was amazed that I could use music to worship and bring others into the presence of God.
我对自己能够用音乐敬拜，并且把别人带到神的同在中感到惊奇。
Before I started leading worship, I played for myself and thought I was so good whenever I performed a difficult piece.
在开始带敬拜之前，我常常练习弹琴，自认为不管多难的曲子都弹得不错。
But after playing for worship, I began to see that God gave me this talent.
直到我为敬拜弹奏，才意识到这是神赐予我的恩典。
It was humbling because I no longer played for the audience to applaud, but instead I played for God and to glorify Him.
我不再为了听众的掌声而弹，也不陶醉于自己创作的乐曲，而是为着荣耀神而弹奏。
In junior high, I was beginning to form a more personal relationship with God.
在初中的时候，我刚刚开始建立与神的关系。
But as I entered high school, I was no longer surrounded by so many Christian students and teachers.
但是自从我上了高中，我身边不再有这么多信主的同学和老师。
I wasn't used to this, and although I still believed in Jesus and what He has done for us,My relationship with God was not as strong.
我感到不适应，虽然我相信主耶稣和他给我们的救恩，但是我跟神的关系没有那么亲密了。
It was no longer personal, and attending church began to feel like a routine.
去教会也渐渐成为一种习惯。
Monday through Friday, I would attend school. Friday, I would go to youth group, and on Sunday, I would attend church.
周一到周五上学，周五晚上去青少年团契，周日去教会主日敬拜。
I felt like the life I was living was separate from God, and I wasn't incorporating Him into the choices I made every day.
我感到自己的生活渐渐离神远去，在平日的决定中也很少从神的角度出发。
The life I was living was for myself and no longer for God.
我更多的是为自己而活，而不再是为神而活。
I began to wonder, what was the point of coming to church? Was it just because my parents went?
我便开始思想我为什么要来教会，难道仅仅是因为我父母吗？
I found it difficult to answer these questions, which scared me, and I started to feel discouraged.
我发现去回答这些问题很难，也令我不安，我开始感到沮丧。
I was disappointed in myself for not even having a clear answer as to why I attended church.
我也对自己都没有一个清楚的理由去教会而感到失望。
After this, I began reading a devotional book that my eighth grade teacher gave to me, and I remember reading this sentence.
从那以后，我开始读一本灵修的书。
Joyfulness is the unmistakable sign of the presence of God in our lives.
书中写道，喜乐是神在我们生命中毋庸置疑的显现。
This encouraged me to continue pursuing a relationship with God.
这激励着我继续寻求与神的关系。
I realized the childhood I had was one filled with joy.
我开始意识到我的童年充满了喜乐。
I thought about how fortunate my own life has been and that it was all thanks to God.
我不住地思想，我的生活是蒙神恩典才能够如此幸运。
I started to think about what God wants rather than what I want and began to live for Him.
我开始思考怎么样生活是蒙神喜悦而不是为了自己。
Now I would like to get baptized to show the inner change that has already happened within me.
今天我希望接受洗礼来显明真实发生在我身上的内在的改变。
I know that my walk with God only starts from here, and I hope to continue developing a deeper and more personal relationship with God.
我知道与神同行的日子从今天刚刚开始，我希望能和神继续建立更深的关系。
I would like to end with 1 Peter 1, 8 through 9.
我想用彼得前书一章八到九节的经文来结束我的见证。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却 因信他有就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
他们将会到台后准备，请我们一起为他们祷告，让耶稣在我们中间。
Hear me okay? Okay. I want to ask you a couple questions. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you believe that you're saved through the finished work of Christ on your behalf?
Yes.
Awesome. Through your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. together, one, two.
Now it's offering time. Ushers, please come forward. Let's pray for the offering.
亲爱的阿爸天父，感谢你给我们祷告的权柄，让我们可以每时刻开口赞美称谢。我们要为每日的呼吸吐纳，每日的起居饮食感谢你，因为我们知道这一切全然来自于你。主啊，请你赐给我们一颗感恩的心，每日思考你的创造和救赎，思考你的恩典和供应，让我们每天都能满心欢喜地向你祷告，赞美你的名。 主啊，请你悦纳我们所应当摆上的奉献，大大的使用在你国度的施工上。感谢赞美主。
Dear Jesus, thank you for granting us the privilege to pray, so that we can praise you and thank you all the time. We thank you for our every breath and thank you for our daily provision, because we know everything comes from you. O Lord, please grant us a grateful heart, pondering upon your creation, salvation, grace, and abundant provision. Please let us pray to you and praise your name wholeheartedly every day. Please watch over our offerings and use in your holy work on earth. Thank you and praise you. To the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen.经文选自诗篇一百章。
Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 100.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。我们把接下来的时间交给 Daniel 牧师，儿童可以去主日学。
Let's give the following time to Pastor Daniel. Children may be dismissed for Sunday school.
Good to see all you.
很高兴见到大家。
Let's turn to Psalm 100.
让我们一起来看诗篇第一百篇。
The title of this message is A Call to Worship.
我们讲到的题目是敬拜的呼唤。
I want to read through it real quickly in English and...says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever.And his faithfulness to all generations.
刚才是诗篇第一百篇，我们刚才念过的。
Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would bless your word this morning, God, that you would speak to us, that you would help break down our walls, Lord. The areas in our heart where we're being resistant to you, I pray that you would speak into those areas, God.
愿你今天向我们说话，我们生命里面有什么不愿意开放的，求你今天挪去并且来向我们说话。
If we've lost our joy, God, I pray that you would restore to us the joy of our salvation.
如果我们在生命里面失去了那样的喜乐，愿意你再次恢复我们救恩中的喜乐。
Pray that you'd speak to us and that you'd change us, that we'd be more like you.
你向我们说话，让改变我们，让我们能够更加的像你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to notice something in Psalm 100. Look at that first part there, before the first verse. It says it's a psalm for giving thanks.
我希望你们大家能够看见这个第一百篇在这一百篇在开始之前它有几个字说是称谢诗。
This is the only psalm in all of the book that has this inscription.
这是在所有诗篇里面有这样子的一个题词的地方。
And so the express purpose of this book, the reason why it was written is so that we would give thanks to God.
所以这篇诗篇就是要让我们能够来赞美神。
We just got done with Thanksgiving, right? Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
我们刚刚过了这个感恩节。
And now we're off to Christmas. And for myself,Thanksgiving night, I was already shopping online.
我们开始进到圣诞节的季节，在感恩节晚上，我已经开始在网上订购东西。
And I know some of you were too.
我相信我们当中很多人也是如此。
It's not necessarily a bad thing. We just have to make sure that our hearts are in the right place.
当然买东西不见得是坏事，但是我们要知道我们的心里面的想法比较重要。
During Thanksgiving, the message that we're hearing is be thankful, and then soon after that, it's quite different.
这个我们感恩节的信息常就是要能够心存感恩，但是我们后来的做法却往往不跟这个想法不相称。
The message we get after Thanksgiving is, you need more things, spend more, get better deals.
因为在感恩节之后我们所想的满脑子所想的就是要能够怎么样有更好的这个折扣和怎么样买到更好的东西。
And if we're honest, we have a tendency to get busy during this season.
实际上我们常常在这样子的季节里面会变得过于的忙碌。
And what Psalm 100 is going to do, it's going to slow us downAnd so we recognize what's truly important.
诗篇一百篇可以帮助我们放缓我们的脚步，让我们看见什么才是重要的事情。
It's going to help us linger in a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude to God.
能够让我们更多的来思想感恩节的意义，能够对神有更多的感恩。
For some of us, this season has been marked by great loss.
对一些人来讲，这个季节他们经历了许多的损失。
For others, a season, it's a reminder that you're alone, that you're far from family.
对另外一些人来讲，这是一个令你想起你与家人分离在这个地方单独一人的时光。
And we could be tempted to lose heart.
有时候我们就因此觉得失去了这个勇气。
It's easy to be thankful when things are going well, right?
当我们在一切都顺利的时候，当然我们很容易感恩，不是吗？
But when you're going through a tough season, it's difficult.
但是当我们在困境当中却不是如此。
And what this psalm is going to address is how can we be thankful even while going through a tough season?
这首诗篇就是让我们能够知道怎么样在经过即使在困境当中也可以来向神赞美感恩。
There's a phrase in the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 9, two words. It says worship God.
在启示录第22章第九节的地方他就这样几个字他说你们要敬拜神。
Worshipping God is what helps keep this life in right perspective.
我们的敬拜可以让我们对这一生有一个正确的看法。
When we worship God, we're choosing to get our eyes off of ourselves and our situation, and we're putting them on God.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们把我们的眼光从我们自己身上转移到上帝的身上。
And this is a call we see throughout the Bible, and especially the Psalms.
在这样子的呼吁要我们敬拜神在圣经里面到处都是那么特别在诗篇当中。
We see that there's a universal call for all peoples in all places at all times to worship the true and living God.
所以我们看见啊，圣经里面向着普世，向着所有的百姓，所有的人啊，要来啊，呼吁大家要来敬拜他。
And so the word worship means to ascribe worth to something.
所以敬拜这个字的意思是将啊一些有价值的东西归给啊所当得的人。
In Psalm 29 verse 2, it says, Give unto the Lord the glory due his name.
所以在诗篇第29篇的时候，他就会说，将耶和华名所当得的荣耀归给他。
It says, Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
接下来他又说，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
And so in worship, we give to God the glory that he deserves.
所以在敬拜里面，我们将上帝当得的荣耀归给他。
The second part of that verse says that worship is a beautiful thing when it's accompanied by a holy life.
后半段他就讲到说，敬拜是一件美事，因为它伴随着我们的善行。
The word holy means to be set apart and to be morally pure.
所以这里讲到圣洁的装饰是讲到分别，并且是在道德上洁净。
And so the dangerous thing about church is that we can come and we could sing songs and we could say all the right things, but yet our hearts are far from God.
那在教会里面有个危险，就是我们可以人可以来到教会，我们可以啊唱赞美的诗歌，但是我们的心却远离神。
Excuse me. In Matthew 15, verse 8, this was the condition of the people who Jesus was speaking to.
所以在马太福音第十五章第八节，那正是啊，耶稣基督讲到当时人心的问题。
He says, "Excuse me, wrong pipe." He says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
他说这些百姓呢，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
That's an amazing thing that we could be sitting in God's house, but yet our hearts are far from God.
这是很令人惊讶的事情，我们可以坐在上帝的殿中，但心却远离神。
There could be areas in our life where we're walking in outright rebellion against God and His commands.
我们在生活里面可以有很多的生活的行为是背逆神的。
But we'll still show up and we'll still sing songs.
但是我们却依然来到圣殿里面，我们依然唱敬拜赞美的诗歌。
And the Bible's calling us to something better than that.
但是上上帝呼召我们要成为更好的样式。
In Philippians 3 verse 3, Paul says that true believers worship God in the Holy Spirit.
所以在腓立比书里面他就讲到我们基督徒是要用心灵神的灵来敬拜神。
And so worship is a matter of the heart.
所以敬拜是一个关乎心的问题。
It's about walking in truth and being honest before God in our worship.
并且是在真理中行走。
There's a shift from the Old Testament way of worship, and as we come into the New Testament,
在这个旧约到新约当中，论到敬拜的时候，它有这样子的一个转移。
And Jesus spoke to the woman at the well in John 4, verse 23 and 24.
所以耶稣基督在这个约翰福音第四章二十三、二十四节里面，跟井边的妇人是这样子说的。
He says, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
所以他说时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
For the Father is seeking such people to worship him.
因为父要这样子的人拜他。
God is actually looking for people to worship him.
上帝正在找寻这样子要敬拜他的人。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以圣经就接着说，神是个灵，所以要拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Have you ever read the book of Leviticus?
你们不晓得有没有读过利未记？
There are some hard books in the Bible that are tough to understand.
在圣经当中有许多的有一些书卷是比较难以明白的。
But what we see in these books is that God is not merely concerned with who we worship, but how we worship.
在里面我们看见上帝所关心的不单是我们向敬拜谁，并且也是我们如何的敬拜。
And that's what the psalm is going to speak about.
这也正是这首诗篇所要来谈的问题。
Notice with me in verse 1. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
所以第一节他会说普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
And so all the earth is invited to make a joyful noise to our God.
所以全世界整个世界被邀请来向耶和华欢呼。
I love what Janice said about joy because that is the mark of a true believer.
我很高兴 Janice 提到这个喜乐，它是一个真实基督徒的一个标志。
It's important to understand that God is not just the God of Israel or of a certain people group. He's the God of the whole earth.
我们要记得是耶和华他不单只是以色列人的神或者是某一群人的神，他乃是普世的神。
I want you to notice the connection between the nations and the gladness that they're to have in God.
The gladness.
The happiness.
Okay. 这个我们要看见这个普世以及这个欢乐之间的这样子的关联。
Psalm 67 verse 4 says, Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
所以在诗篇67篇里面他就讲到说愿万国都快乐欢呼。
A couple chapters before in Psalm 98 says in verse 4, Make a joyful noise to the Lord all the earth, break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
所以在这个前面几篇这个地方他就说你们要向耶和华拯救你们神欢呼。
Psalm 40 verse 16, May all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
40篇第16节又说愿一切寻求你的因你欢喜快乐。
And so we see that it's very important to God that he be worshipped among the nations.
所以我们要知道这对上帝来讲是非常重要的是在万邦当中有这些他的子民一起的来敬拜。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
Because God's glory and our deep happiness in God are two sides of the same coin. Because translation. God's glory and our happiness go hand in hand. They go together. They're not separate.
所以上帝的荣耀和我们的喜乐是不可分，是一个同板的两面。
And so the deepest joy that a person can experience is in worshiping the living God.
所以一个人最大的喜乐是在当他在敬拜神的时候所产生的。
And so as we get our eyes off of ourselves and we put them onto God, we begin to rejoice.
当我们在敬拜当中将目光注视在上帝的时候，我们就开始有了那样子的喜乐。
The Bible says of Jesus in the book of Psalms that he was anointed with the oil of gladness more than all his companions.
所以圣经里面讲到上帝以喜乐来膏他的百姓。
And so as we take time to be with Jesus, we become more like Jesus.
膏耶稣基督，所以当我们与耶稣基督在一起的时候，我们就会满有喜乐。
In verse 2, it says to serve the Lord with gladness.
在第二节，他就讲到说，你们要乐意的来侍奉耶和华。
Think about yourself and how you serve God.
我们想一想，这个我们是怎么样的来侍奉神。
Are there ever times when you say, I'm not serving the Lord with gladness?
是不是有时候你会说我在侍奉当中其实没有喜乐。
I'm serving the Lord because it's my duty.
我只是因为责任的关系来服侍神。
It's not a bad thing, but we want joy to be the backbone of our service.
虽然这也不是坏事，但是我们希望我们的侍奉背后是有一个喜乐在其中。
What hinders us from serving the Lord with gladness?
什么东西使得我们没有办法在侍奉当中有喜乐呢?
We see a hint in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, when we look at Mary and Martha.
如果我们在路加福音里面看见玛利亚和马大的故事。
Martha is busy serving Jesus, and Jesus is speaking his word and Mary's at his feet.
马大忙着在服侍众人，但是玛利亚坐在那个地方聆听耶稣基督的讲论。
And Martha begins complaining to Jesus that she needs help serving.
马大就开始抱怨说她的妹子不帮她不帮她的忙。
She's saying, Mary's just sitting there listening to you. Tell her to do something.
她说你为什么不叫这个玛利亚来帮忙呢？
And Jesus tells Mary, he tells Martha.
所以耶稣就跟马大说，
Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.
她说马大马大你为许多的事情来忧虑。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that part.
但是有一件事不可少的，玛利亚正选择了那上好的。
It's not that serving God is wrong, it just shouldn't be our greatest priority.
并不是侍奉神是不好的，而不是，但是它不是我们最重要的，不是最高的优先顺序。
We begin to lose our way when we get our priorities mixed up.
我们就如果我们的优先顺序弄错的话，我们就会失去了我们的这个重心。
The priority for us should be to spend time with Jesus.
我们的重心是我们的优先顺序是要与神要与耶稣基督亲近。
When serving God flows from a place of being with God, we're going to see fruit in our lives.
当我们能够这样子的话，我们才能够在生命里面得着结出果实。
We want to allow God to fill us up so that we can pour out in ministry.
我们希望让神来充满我们，好叫我们能够让这个满溢出来的恩典来作为我们侍奉的泉源。
Notice the last part of verse 2. It says to come into his presence with singing.
我们接下来看到第二节后半段，他就说当来向他歌唱。
Have you ever thought about why we do church a certain way?
你有没有想过为什么我们教会用某一种的方式来进行我们的敬拜？
It's because of verses like this.
正如这个第二节所说的。
Tells us to come into his presence with singing. In Zephaniah 3:17 says that the Lord rejoices over his people with singing.
所以我们在这个地方就一起的来敬拜神。因为神喜悦这样子的敬拜。
And so God is actually asking us to do something that he does over us.
他就这样子来眷顾我们所做的事情。
I used to hate singing.
You hate?
I used to hate singing.
我以前很不喜欢唱歌。
But when God got a hold of my life, I began to see this is an important part of worship.
可是当上帝抓住我的心的时候，我就看见这个在敬拜当中唱诗的这个重要性。
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:19 says that we're to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart.
Sorry, Ephesians
5:19.
Mm. 所以在以弗所第三章第十七节他就告诉我们说
19 Efficient? Mm-hmm. 519.
他说当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说口唱心和的赞美主。
And so in singing to God, we're unleashing the praises within our hearts to God.
所以当我们唱诗的时候，我们就将我们的喜乐赞美释放出来。
And so we don't want to hold back when we're singing to God.
所以当我们唱诗的时候，我们不要把自己限制住。
We don't want to worry about how we sound.
我们不需要来注意到我们自己唱的到底好不好。
Some of you have been blessed with better voices than others.
你们当中有些人可能有更比其他人更好的这个声音。
But that's okay because worship is about the heart.
但是没有关系，因为敬拜是关乎我们的心。
So in worship and singing praises to God, we're giving God the voice that He's given to us. We're giving it back to Him.
所以我们敬拜的时候，我们唱诗是把上帝给我们的声音归还给他。
Notice verse 3, it says we're to worship God for who He is.
所以他说，第三节的时候，你们要当知道他是谁。
Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
他说，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
And so we don't merely sing to God, with no knowledge. Our worship is informed.
所以我们敬拜的时候，并不是没有脑袋空空的敬拜，我们乃是知道我们敬拜的内容。
He says here in verse 3, we're to know God's position. Know that the Lord, He is God.
所以在一开始的时候，他就说要知道耶和华是谁，知道耶和华是神。
Means that God is sovereign, He has full authority, and He's in complete control.
所以知道他是有权柄，他掌管一切。
Psalm 46 verse 10 says, Be still and know that I am God.
所以在诗篇第46篇里面，他就说你们要休息，知道我是神。
He says, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth.
所以他就说我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上被尊崇。
And so sometimes when we come to worship, we carry a lot of burdens and worries from the week.
所以我们有时候来到敬拜的时候，我们还带着一整周的各样的忧虑。
And so before we sing, it's a good idea to be quiet before the Lord, to be still and to know that He's God, to cast your cares upon Him.
所以在开始敬拜唱诗之前如果能够安静下来，将我们的忧虑交给神，是一件好事。
We see in verse 3 that God is our creator. It is He who made us.
在第三节我们看见他是造我们的。
We see that we're His possession. We are His.
所以我们是属乎他的。
In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 through 20, the Apostle Paul says, You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面就这样说，他说你们并不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Says that we are His people, we are God's people.
诗篇这里就说我们是他的民，是属他的。
Not all people have the privilege of being called the people of God.
并不是所有的人都有这样子的特权被称为这个他的名。
Everyone is made in the image of God, but not everyone is indwelt with the Spirit of God.
所有的人都是照着神的形象，但如今不是所有的人都有神的灵在他们中间。
This is a privilege that's been given to those who have been born again.
这样子的特权是给那些重生得救的人。
Those who have believed the gospel that Jesus Christ has died on the cross and He's rose again for our sins.
是给那些听信福音、相信主耶稣基督死在十字架上并且复活的那些人。
Once a person is born again,
they're brought into the family of God.
Once a person is born again, they're brought into the family of God.
当他们重生以后我们就被带进神的家中。
Says in verse 3 that we're the sheep of His pasture.
第三节又说我们是他草场的羊。
And so we are His sheep, He is our shepherd.
所以我们是羊，他是我们的牧者。
We see this in Psalm 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以在诗篇第二十三篇的地方，他就说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
In John 10, verse 26 through 28, Jesus is speaking to some Jews, and he says, "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep."
这个所以在约翰福音里面耶稣就说你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
耶稣就继续说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他也跟着我。我要赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手中把他们夺去。
Sheep are not smart animals.
羊并不是很聪明的动物。
They need shepherding.
它需要被牧养。
And this is the image we see from our God.
这正是神给我们的一幅图画。
Some of you guys have big decisions coming up.
有些人可能面对一些决定。
And you need to know that you're under the shepherd's care.
你希望知道自己是在牧养，被牧养当中。
That he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all that he has.
他会来带领你。
Surrender your plans to him. Come with your plans with open hands to God.
将你的计划带到上帝的面前，让他来指引领你。
Notice verse 4 with me, it says, Worship God with thanksgiving.
第四节他就讲说，称谢进入他的门。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
赞美进入他的院。
And so as we draw near to God, we're called to remember all that he's done.
所以我们来到靠近主的时候，记得他所为我们做的事情。
And so we don't want to just focus on what we don't have or what we wish we had.
我们不要把目光放在一些我们希望得到的或者是我们想要得到的东西。
We want to remember the prayers that God's answered.
我们要记得那些上帝所已经蒙上帝垂听的祷告。
The blessings that he's given us and the trials that he's seen us through.
能够听见看见他所带领我们经过的各样的试炼。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5 or 16 through 18, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面，保罗就说要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And he says, For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
然后他跟着补充说明说，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
We all want to know what God's will for us is, right?
我们都希望能够知道神对给我们的旨意，对不对？
And he says here in 1 Thessalonians, God's will for you is that you would be thankful.
我们在这里看见神给我们的旨意是要我们常常的谢恩。
As we follow God's revealed will and his word, we'll find ourselves on the right path in life.
当我们能够看见上帝给我们的启示，还有他启示出来的话，我们就可以走在神的道路当中。
The questions of who you're going to marry, what job you should take, what school you should go to, those will be answered as you follow God's will for your life.
当我们愿意跟随主的时候，我们的婚姻选择、职业选择、学校的选择都会有上帝的带领。
The Bible says, as we acknowledge God, He will direct our paths.
所以当我们承认神的主权的时候，他就指引我们前面的道路。
When we fail to be thankful, we find ourselves kind of like spoiled children.
有时候我们好像是被宠坏的小孩子一样。
We're always wanting more, but we never fully appreciate what we've been given.
我们老是想要得到更多，而不会想到我们已经有的这些东西。
So we want to guard ourselves against that.
所以我们要防备自己落在这样子的陷阱当中。
We want to count our blessings.
我们要常常数算自己的恩典，已经得到的恩典。
We don't want to compare our blessings with other people.
不要来和别人所得到的东西做比较。
So may the Lord help us to count our blessings, to be thankful for all that He's done.
所以我们求神让我们能够计算这个数算神给我们的恩典，来感谢他。
Sometimes, I don't know if you have a friend like this, but there are sometimes friends that come to you when they need something.
我不晓得你有没有这样的朋友，有时候你的朋友来，因为他有一些需要。
And you begin to recognize the pattern, like this person only calls me when they're in a crisis.
所以你就注意到有这样子的一个反复出现的情形，就是他只有在他需要的时候才来找你。
And sometimes you might begin to avoid those people.
所以你就开始试着去避免这样子的人。
But I think we do this with God a lot.
但是其实我们也常常这样子来对待神。
We call him when we're in trouble.
我们只有在碰到困境的时候才去寻求神。
Which is nothing wrong with that, but we want to make sure that we're having this relationship that God's calling us to have.
虽然这也不算错，但是我们要更加的追求我们与神之间该有的关系。
And so when you love someone, you don't just call them when you're in trouble, you call them because you enjoy them.
所以当你爱一个人的时候，你不是只有在你这个有需要的时候才去找这个人，而是有这样子的一个关系。
And so for any relationship to be good, you have to invest time in it.
所以当你需要有一个好的关系的时候，你就需要花时间在这个事情，在关系上面。
So I pray that this week we would think, how am I going to get that time with the Lord?
所以我们希望能够在这一周当中去思考我们要怎么样花时间和主在一起。
Notice verse 5, it says, For the Lord is good.
第五节那里讲到说耶和华本为善。
And so we're called to worship God because he's good.
因为我们来被呼召来敬拜神，因为他本为善。
No matter what happens in your life, you've got to be convinced of the goodness of God.
我们不管在生命里面发生什么事情，我们都要确信耶和华本为善。
And the ultimate sign that God is good, it's the cross of Jesus Christ.
而其中最至终的一个明证就是耶稣基督的十字架。
There's going to be many times in life when your limited, finite mind cannot comprehend the mind of the infinite God.
有时候在生命里面，我们这有限的心智没有办法明白那个无限的神的思想。
It's like if you were going to try to explain calculus to a baby.
就好像你要跟一个小 baby 来讲什么是微积分。
They're just not going to understand.
那他们是不会了解的。
And the same for us. There are going to be times where we will not understand the ways of God.
我们也是一样，有时候我们就是没有办法真的明白神的思想。
His ways and his wisdom is beyond what we can comprehend.
神的智慧和他的行为是远超过我们所能想象的。
And so when we can't see what God is doing in the dark times, we've got to trust what he's spoken in the light.
所以我们必须有时候在黑暗当中我们不能明白他作为的时候，我们要记得他在白天光明的时候所给我们的话语。
And so that means we have to go back to what we know to be true, the word of God.
所以我们必须回到这个圣经，我们知道神的真理在其中。
You have to remind yourself of who God is and what he's done in your life.
所以要记得神是谁并且他所为你做的这些事情。
It says here in verse 5 that his steadfast love endures forever.
在这里讲到第五节说他的慈爱要存到永远。
There's no greater love than the love of God.
没有比神的爱更大的。
There's no one that's going to love you like God can love you.
没有一个人会像神一样这样子的爱。
In Jeremiah 31 verse 3, he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
在耶利米书31章第3节他就说我以永远的爱爱你。
And Paul tells us in Romans 8 that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书第八章他就讲到说没有什么东西可以让我们与神的爱隔绝。
The psalmist says, Because your love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
在诗篇里面诗人就说因为你的爱是如此的好所以我不能够不赞美你。
And so remind yourself of the promises of God.
所以要经常提醒自己赞美神。
Says that his faithfulness endures to all generations.
因为他的信实存到万代。
He will be faithful to complete the work that he's begun in you.
他会为他开始的工作要创始并且成终。
His past faithfulness demands my present trust.
他过去的信实让我们愿意在现在相信他。
He has a legacy of being faithful.
他在历史里面证明他是信实的。
He's going to be faithful to your family.
他对你的家庭是信实的。
Trust in the Lord with your children.
将你的孩子交托信托在神的照管之下。
And ultimately, we see the goodness and the love and the loving kindness and faithfulness of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，我们可以看见上帝对我们的恩慈以及他的怜悯。
And so as we come to worship, we want to recognize that this is a privilege we've been given by God.
所以当我们来到敬拜的时候，我们要知道这是神给我们的一个特权。
It used to be a lot harder in the Old Testament to worship God.
在旧约的时候，敬拜是相对的来说比较困难的。
There's a lot of rituals you had to go through.
有很多的礼仪你必须要能够执行。
And now what we have because of Christ is that there's a new and living way that's been opened through Jesus.
所以因为耶稣基督的关系，我们现在有一个新的方式可以来敬拜。
And so we enter, as we come into his house, we enter through the blood of Christ, through his sacrifice.
所以我们今天借着主耶稣基督的宝血能够进到神的殿中。
We see in Revelation chapter 5 that God's praises are going to echo throughout eternity.
所以我们在这个启示里面就看见这个许多的人要赞美。
And so what we're doing now is just a foretaste of what's to come in eternity.
而我们现在的赞美敬拜只不过是将来的赞美的敬拜的一个预先的这个的尝试。
I want to read this from Revelation chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.
所以我先要读这个在启示录里面五章十二节圣经里面所说的话。
It says, Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory.And blessing.
他这里说，我又看见、听见宝座与活物，并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、赞美的。”
And so this is the day that we're heading for as a people of God. This is the day we're drawing near toward. We're coming to.
这是我们。正在向这样子的一个日子迈进。
And so for the child of God, this life will be the hardest life you'll ever have.
对我们基督徒来讲这个是最艰难的时刻。
You have one life to suffer, and then it's fullness of joy with God, pleasures forevermore.
我们在世虽然有短暂的苦难，但是我们在永生里面有与神永远同在的喜乐。
If you don't know Christ this morning, this life will be the best life you'll ever have.
如果你还没有认识神，那么这个世界上的这一段生命是你仅有的一段生命。
And so the Bible is clear that one day we're going to stand before God and give an account.
圣经很明白地告诉我们说，有一天我们要站在台前交账。
That God loves us, but God will also judge us.
神不但爱我们，但神也会审判我们。
And if you try to stand on your own righteousness, you're never going to make it.
如果我们想要靠着自己的义来站在上帝的台前，我们会站立不住。
You need the righteousness of Jesus to your account.
你需要耶稣基督他的义来算在你的身上。
And so the Bible would say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以圣经告诉我们，被呼召进到他国度里面来，都会得到拯救。
Allow the loving kindness of God to lead you to repentance this morning.
让耶稣基督他的恩慈能够带领你进到他的救恩当中。
I'm going to close with this verse.
让我们用这一段的经文来作为结束。
Worship the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Worship the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
他的应要 敬拜他，因他的信实存到万代。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，让我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for the privilege that we have to worship you this morning.
也感谢向你的，我们也只有向你的敬拜。
I pray that you would be glorified in our praises.
愿你在我们的敬拜当中得到尊荣。
In the areas where we need to get right with you, I pray that we would.
在我们生命里面需要被你来纠正的地方来求你帮助我们。
That the truth of our hearts and the truth of our lips would be pleasing in your sight, God.
我们在心里口中所发出的诚实的赞美，愿能够得你的喜悦。
I pray you give us a heart for people who don't know you.
我们求你给我们一颗愿意传讲向还没有认识你的人传讲的心。
That you give us opportunities this week to be your witnesses.
让我们在这一周里面也能够成为你福音的出口。
And I pray that you fill us with joy in your presence.
也借着你在我们生命中同在，使我们心存喜乐。
Help us to slow down and to be thankful.
让我们能够放慢脚步能够心存感恩。
To remind ourselves of your promises.
提醒自己你给我们各样的应许。
That we walk with you all of our days.
在每天当中与你同行。
Bless our sisters who got baptized.
祝福这些今天接受洗礼的姐妹。
We pray that you would come upon them in power to live the Christian life.
愿你赐给他们能力来走前面基督徒过前面基督徒的生活。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
谢谢你，我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.